It's Thursday afternoon, which means it's time to rattle the cage with Mark Spud Carroll.
Welcome to Rattle the Cage.
Right, I've gone top five again. All over the shop, this one. Number five, Braden Trindle's eight-point try. What a joke. Why did he receive that? The Rattler, well, I've seen it live. And the first thing that came to me was embarrassing. Tell me how Trindle pulls out of that tackle. For our listeners out there, I want you to go home, grab a feather duster, smack yourself in the head, and then you understand what the penalty's for. It was for nothing. Number four, referees. The Rattler gets very frustrated. You don't want to see the Rattler get frustrated. Mate, I get frustration when I see a gang tackle. Three or four blokes picking a bloke up to run him back as far as he can. And guess what the referee calls out?
Mm.
Held.
Yeah.
Please, how can you stop midair? Mate, as the Rattler would do, drive him into the ground and smash him. Wow. Look at my...
Oh,
you
got three to go.
I was walking in, I was a little bit cold. Now I'm starting to heat up.
Yeah.
Righto. This one here, number three. Players kissing each other after a try. What is doing? Joel, seriously.
Mm.
Mate, we've seen that game called soccer. After they score a goal, it does the Rattler's head in.
Pucker up.
Mate, in the game of rugby league, which has been going since, Gibbo, 1908, thanks for the stats. If you want to say well done, here's a few ways to do it, okay? Mm. You can smack him in the back of the head.
Yep.
Well done. You can smack him on the ass and go, well done. You can give his head a good rub and say, well done. And what about a bloody good handshake and say, well done, right? But Dad said, there's four I mentioned. Does it involve kissing? No, it doesn't involve kissing. Kissing is for partners, wives, boyfriend, girlfriend. Not on the footy field.
Yes.
Righto, number two. Mm. I'm only getting going. No. Two pages.
Can't wait for one.
Number two. I'm going to the dark side. No, not AFL. I'm talking about the game, rugby union. They say the game they play in heaven. Dead set. If you're in heaven and they have TV, they'd be rolling around in their boxes.
Boxes.
That tackle by Cora Beatty was one of the best tacklers the Rattler has seen in rugby union. And typically, he was an ex-rugby union player. It was a shoulder-to-shoulder. Hello, we are playing a contact sport. He got sent off. Guess what? He got off. So to all the officials out there, the ref, the guys, actually, I didn't say the guys, the goose upstairs reviewing the videos. To all the officials, go and book yourself into an eye test at OPSM. That was an absolutely disgraceful send-off, and you've got to pull your head in.
Okay, come on, number one.
Number one, here we go. This happened this week, Joel. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Dobbing. The word came up this week when I was trying to train someone out front at my gym, and the police turned up.
Oh.
And they said, Spud, didn't call me Spud, but one of them did. He said, mate, you should be wearing a mask when you're training. I said, mate, seriously, you try and wear a mask when you're training. I said, what happened? What'd you hear? He goes, well, someone dobbed on you. Dobbed. When was the last time you heard the word dobbed? Yeah. Dobbing is one, mate, this is un-Australian.
Yeah.
Dobbing is one of the lowest forms of human behaviour.
Yeah.
Go into the Google and have a look at it. That's what it comes up as. For those gooses out there doing this, two words. Stop it!
Have you got a suspect?
No suspect.
No.
No, just probably. No, mate, it's
you
probably
should have,
just,
on here, you should have said you had a suspect.
No.
Just mate, to get them thinking.
No, okay, I wish I did.
Yeah.
But they'd be tortured. But no, this is. I would absolutely love to torture someone. But the thing is, seriously, guys out there, dobbing is not an Australian thing to do.
No.
Let's just get through this pandemic and then play on.
Rightio. Well done. Well done, Spuddy. Well done. You've rattled the cage. You've been fired up.